Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Eileen Marty is an infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University. Good morning, Dr. Marty. Are you ready to talk about stealth Omicron?
Sure.
Yeah.
How have you been, Bob?
I've been nervous every time I read about the World Health Organization warning that a new version of Omicron is being seen in more countries. They've said investigating it should be prioritized. What do you know about this, and should I be nervous about this?
So you're talking about BA2. There's about 40 subtypes now that we know of Omicron, and Omicron itself is sort of classified as BA1. This is a BA2. It's stealth because it doesn't have the defect in the part of the spike that allowed us to do S-target dropout to easily detect Omicron. So we can definitely still detect it in the United States. We don't look at the spike when we do our study for telling that you have SARS-CoV-2. We look at two very preserved and very unique two SARS-CoV-2 regions of a different protein, a protein called the nucleoprotein, the nucleocapsid, which goes around the actual RNA of the virus. And that's why we can still detect that you have it. But not everybody's detection methods on PCR are the same around the world. And so there are different ways. And also here in the United States, there's a lot of different types of nucleic testing, so NATTs. These different types of tests include PCR, the traditional thermocycling, which is by far and away the gold standard and, you know, the best way to detect these pathogens. But there are faster ways of detecting the nucleic acids that amplify a little bit less and maybe a little bit less specific. So, and some of them are actually very good, like there's a CRISPR method and other isothermal methods that exist that are sometimes called rapid PCRs, although they're not really PCRs in the traditional sense.
So when we hear these reports, mostly from Europe, about the spreading of whatever you want to call it, stealth Omicron or variants, how concerned should we really be?
Well, right now we don't know exactly whether this particular new variant that has spread so fast, and particularly in Denmark, as you're aware, is more severe than Omicron. And Omicron, we now know, was perhaps a little less severe than the original SARS-CoV-2, and definitely more severe than Delta, which was quite a severe form. And so the jury's out on whether it's more dangerous or not. It's just not as easy to differentiate, to detect in a quick and dirty way as Omicron was from other variants.
I read the other day that 40% of fully vaccinated Americans have received a booster dose, and the number of people getting the booster has plummeted. This is a huge problem, isn't it, that these people aren't getting the booster?
Well, it's a problem because they, you know, clearly we're not communicating the data that we have that shows without a question of a doubt that booster makes a difference, that third dose really does reduce even further than the two shots your chance of ending up in the hospital or dying from this thing. Not only that, the other message that people are missing is the reality that if you have that, first of all, if you have two vaccines, it already helps, but if you also have that booster, if you get infected, the number of days in which you're shedding virus compresses, right? So that you're shedding virus for a lot less time, which means that, yes, you can share it with others, but less time, and therefore the numbers of people that you are likely to infect if you have the booster is a lot less. So you're not only protecting yourself from severe disease, and another really important thing is there's a study that just came out today, Bob, was fascinating, talking about the risk factors for long COVID, which is a huge problem, right? One of the key risk factors is how much virus, you know, how much total viral RNA is in your system, right? And the other thing that having that booster does is that it reduces that amount of total RNA of virus that winds up in your system. So you're reducing your chances of long COVID. You're decreasing enormously your chances of hospitalization and death, and you're reducing your transmission to others. So boosting makes a big difference, and people should understand why it's valuable to them. Plus, the other part of the story, which is super important, is that there's no increased untold effects from having taken that booster. So that's great. Basically, it's a safe thing to do that it greatly enhances your chances of not having long COVID, not ending up in the hospital, not dying, and not transmitting as much to other people. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know what else we can do or what else people like you can say to convince people to get that booster. But we're trying to do our part here. Has work begun on a new vaccine or new booster? I saw a headline day about researchers working on this. What's the story on that?
That's absolutely right, Bob. Both Moderna and BioNTech Pfizer have made modifications to the nucleic acid sequence that they originally formulated for their vaccines in order to try and capture some of the 30 mutations on the spike that exist in Omicron. I know Pfizer has already announced that it's already started its clinical trials on this to see whether it makes a significant difference, right? Understanding that we already know that boosting with the original is already incredibly beneficial, but we'll see if we need to go in that direction or not. And the only way to really do that is to go ahead and make the modifications, which they've done, and do the clinical trials with blinding and everything else to see if it really is an important thing for us to do.
I can tell by the alert bells going off on your phone that more people need you than just us here on WGN this morning. So I'll let you go.
Yeah.
It's right. Dr. Eileen Marty from FIU. Thanks, Dr. Marty. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Bob. Take care. Bye-bye.